time for another quickie.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Dodgy CVs, leap years and sex. Dodgy CVs, leap years and sex. Do you have a dodgy CV, referee? We blew the whistle. I was a whistleblower for once. That dodgy CV referees. Pretty much just people on your resume that you knew and pretended they were in some sort of professional management capacity. Also, who's born on the 29th of Feb? Any leap year babies? Any leap year babes? We talked to someone celebrating their birthday next year. She was 56, going on 16. Also, Dr. Nikki Goldstein was in for the last chance of the year to ask the relationship expert slash sexologist a question or forever hold your peace for 6 weeks' time. And when I say peace, I mean penis. Enjoy the quickie.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show quickie.
West Australian woman jailed for lying about credentials, posing as own referee to land top job. I'm divided on the issue, I think, because lying about your credentials is one thing. Posing as your own referee? Smart. Outside the box thinking. It's not like she wrote on her resume that she was a doctor and she applied for a doctor's job. She, just at that last little bit at the end, well, anyone we can contact to make sure that you're a good person? Yeah, but I'll just write my number down. I'll just put on a little accent when you call through. I'll give myself a glowing review. Not bad. I don't mind that. A West Australian woman who faked her credentials and posed as her own referee has been jailed for at least 12 months. Veronica Hilda Terrio pleaded guilty to deception and dishonesty. Oh, look, dishonest, yeah. Deceitful? Yeah, probably. Over a dodgy resume that landed her in a plum position in the Department of Premier and Cabinet in 2017. Well, it's quite the lucrative job, isn't it? You fraudulently obtained employment for which you were paid a large salary and in course of which you may have had access to sensitive material, Judge Michael Boylan said. This is all true. I just can't help but feel a little bit for Veronica Hilda Terrio. We've all lied on our resume a little bit before to get the job that we wanted. And even more so, some of us have gone one step further and put down someone as a referee who wasn't really that much of a referee. I think it would be very common to put a family member down, as long as if Uncle Bob owns a plumbing service and you want to become a carpenter, oh yeah, just put Uncle Bob down. He'll give you a good review. What does it matter? I just thought that was a stupid little bit of the resume or a job application form. Like, can we contact some referees, please? Some people who will obviously give you a good word? No doubt they've been G'd up. You're not going to put someone down who's not going to give you a good word. Every single conversation with a referee from an employer goes, oh, yeah, do you know so-and-so? They go, yeah, good bloke, good girl. Yeah, works hard. Yeah, no, conscientious, responsible. Yeah, good. Okay, thank you. That's all that ever happens. I think she's just cut out the middleman here. 131060, are there any dodgy CV referees getting around? Me and my mate have an agreement on my resume where the referees go. I've wrote someone called Russell May, which is kind of code word for resume. And I'm his Russell May, and my best mate's my Russell May. So then if ever we get a call, we say hello, and someone goes, hi, is that Russell? We go, oh, yeah, it's Russell May speaking. And then we know instantly that we've got to give a glowing review to the other person. Genius. Yeah, I'm assistant 2IC manager at Vodafone. Dodgy CV referees on 131060. Have you and a mate got a pact, maybe? Have you had to pose as someone once upon a time? Is it just a family member who's a millionaire that's going to help you out, despite you never working for them ever? Ali, you got a...
Hello.
You got a dodgy CV referee?
Yeah, so in year 10, I left work experience a bit late, so I obviously just went to work with mum. Fast forward a few years later, she was now my referee on my resume.
Would it be obvious on the resume that that's your mother? Do you put, like, this is my mum,
well,
feel free to give her a call?
It worked because she's got a different last name to me.
Oh, yes. Thank goodness for a divorce somewhere along the line and no one raises suspicions upon your employment history. I always thought that was bizarre. Like, I was applying for like a newspaper round or like my first proper job at Domino's or something. And they'd be like, a couple of referees, please. Some professional referees, young 15-year-old boy with the spotty face. Like, what? What are you talking about? That's a dodgy referee. And she, what, oh, you whistling in the background or something? Is that the referee?
Oh, no.
Is that the referee blowing their whistle? Jesus. Two can play at that game. Cameron on 131060. Hello.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. Just blowing my whistle. It's got no P, though. It's more one of those air whistles, the cheap stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's no good.
Oh, I long for a whistle P. You know me. A dodgy CV referee.
Yes, I actually did the same thing. I had a second phone, and I just gave them that phone number, and I was my own referee.
See, this takes kahunas. I am happy to pose as someone else's referee because if I get found out, then it's still on them. This is a risky move. You back yourself in. There's obviously a different accent at play here. How would you play it off?
Yes, I just put a deeper voice and sort of talk a little bit differently and, give myself the best review I can.
Okay. Well, let's put this to the test. We've just had a very nice phone interview. I am the manager of Best and Less, and you've done well. I'll just call your referee, Cameron, and then we'll just double-check all that, and we should have a contract to you soon. Ring, ring.
Oh, yeah, g'day, how are you?
That's just Cameron again. No, I like it. I like the gusto. Brody, I'm 131060. Let's wrap this up. What's your dodgy CV referee?
Well, mine was my mate who put me down, but I was unknowing of it. So I got a phone call whilst I was at work myself. And I had to wing it on the fly. I was apparently his old boss, which has never been the case. And they basically asked the general questions, oh, what's he like to work with? And I gave them all the right answers. And then they said, oh, how long did he work for you? And I didn't know if they'd asked him this question previously, so I just had to wing it. Yep. But he got the job, so it's all good.
What was the amount of time that you settled on?
It was a few years. I didn't put any exact number on. I just did a few years.
Yeah, always go a few years. You haven't conspired with your mate. Always go a few years.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
My name is Danny Lakey and I like to ponder. And ponder hard I did. I've been pondering for most of the day about this. I was thinking, God, how time flies. You know, it's 4th of December 2019, and last month of the year. And not only last month of the year, last month of the bloody decade. What the hell's going on? For how many months are in a decade? 120. Only 120 months in a decade. We've done 119 of them. We've got one more to go. This is bizarre, like from 2010 to 2020. And I thought, well, what will 2020 bring? Hopefully goodwill. Hopefully a bit of luck to those who need it. Hopefully a peaceful, more relaxed way of life. Everyone's not so caught up in the daily grind. And I also thought, you know what? Olympics are in 2020. Tokyo Olympics. You know what's in an Olympic year? A leap year. One of the great years. One of the real slow-burning long years. An extra 24 hours next year. Use your time wisely. And then I got thinking a little more. Those people that were born in the leap year. Those people that were born on that magical date. Who are you?
The rarest human out there could be someone you know. They live in secret. But now it's time to put them in the spotlight. We want to know who was born on a leap year.
Yeah, Danny Lakey's Leap Year Club, really. I'm not sure I've ever met anyone whose birthday is the 29th of February. Or maybe I have and they keep it quiet. Leap year babies have been known for lurking in the shadows, partly because they look about 36 but are only actually 8 years old. I'd love to know if you look upon 2020 fondly. Is there a difference between a leap year and a normal year for a leap year baby? Is there a bit more luck and prosperity coming through? What do you do? Do you celebrate on the 28th or the 1st usually? And do you go extra hard when it is a leap year and it's your actual birthday? How old do you assume you are? Does it marry up that it's like your 40th birthday, but technically also your 10th birthday? Is it the big 1-0 and the big 4-0 at the same time? I don't think anyone will call because I don't think it's actually physically impossible for women to give birth on leap year days. Sean, one of a few calls coming through. Not many people out there born on a leap year.
Danny, I had a mate I went to school with that his birthday was on the 29th, and mate, he used to cop it all through school. On his 12th, 16th, whatever. You know, you're 3 or 4 years old. He used to absolutely cop it big time. But as far as is there anything special about somebody that's born on that day? All I can tell you is he had a severe attitude.
He was.
I don't know if it had anything to do with the birthday or not, but always attitude. It was always fun to give it to him about the age thing, though.
It's developed because he only gets 25% of birthdays that other peers around him have. And what a great little intertwine of the way Mother Nature works, causing the Gregorian calendar to just be so stitched up against you. And then mix that with the most juvenile child joke that you could ever think of. Oh, no, you're actually 3. No, guys, I'm 12. Mate, I'm the same as you.
He copped that through until, like, 30. He's still in his 30s and 40s. He was still copping it.
No, guys, you wouldn't understand. Like, I'm actually still around the same age. It doesn't really matter. It's just a date. Nope. What's that? 7 now? Little 8-year-old boy? Sorry. Oh, I like it. Katie on 13 10 60.
Hello.
You have gave birth on February 29.
I did indeed, yes.
I see, I always thought that was physically impossible. You must have been pushing extra hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
So we've had a schoolyard sighting. We've got a mum claiming to be the mother of a leap year child.
Yes.
How did you go celebrating its birthdays in the young years before reality hit around 6 or 7 and they realised they're actually 1 or 1 1/4?
I actually started as the 1st of March. But as he got older, he couldn't wait that one extra day, so he went to the 28th of February.
Yep, classic.
Yep.
This must wreak havoc on a child's psyche to sometimes have a birthday on Feb 28, sometimes Feb 29, sometimes March the 1st. It sounds like all that chaos to me.
Oh, he was happy with that. He loved the attention.
I bet he did. A lot of people who love the attention end up a little messy down the track, tis all.
No, he seems fine today.
Well, he's been fine to you. He's been fine today. What about tomorrow?
Oh, who knows? That's tomorrow.
Yeah. Thanks, Katie. I mean, no sightings yet, really. Not, I have not heard the voice of a leap year child. Narelle.
Yes.
Are you a leap year child?
I sure am.
Good. I mean, you sound about 45, but your birth certificate would say you're about 10.
I'm actually 55, and yes, and when I was 40, I got all 10-year-old birthday cards given to me. And my kids, when they overtook me, they thought it was quite amusing.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have to listen to me anymore because they were upset at me.
This is great. What a.
So, yeah.
I very much look forward to your 40th birthday in about 122 years' time.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show quickie.
Right around the country it is, the Danny Lakey Late Show.
The following content is of an adult nature and it may make some listeners blush, say, oh my God, or even cause offence. Feel free to turn the radio down in 3, 2, 1...
Dr. Nikki Goldstein. Brought to you by drnikkishop.com.au. 10% off all purchases when you type Danny at the checkout.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, Dr. Nikki. May Santa Claus bring you plentiful orgasms. Ho, ho, ho.
How do you put that in a stocking?
A couple of womanizers in there, maybe, from the Dr. Nikki shop.
There you go.
I mean, it's the last Thursday of the year. It's the last Wednesday of the year. And obviously, this is the last Dr. Nikki for the year. But she's via the phone, so I guess I can't hand over this lovely bouquet of flowers that I went out and bought.
Oh, Danny, well, you know what? You should send them to me instead.
No, I don't know.
Let me guess. There's no bouquet.
No, there's too much water in them, that's all. That's the only reason why I couldn't send them. There's still a couple more sexual and relationship gripes that we've got to get through before we go into a new decade. So let's delve into this together, 131060. If you want to ask Dr. Nikki a question, sex, relationships, anything along those lines. Shuey Louie is not here, but Digital Trin has been chomping at the bit to ask a question, proving that a Kiwi girl's thirst for relationship conundrums to be answered and sexual questions to be ticked off is never done. So Digital Trin, over to you out there.
Yes, I'd like to know, this is a bit awkward to ask, but with squirting, is that something that you can teach yourself to do, or are you just born with the ability to squirt?
I've always said you can't teach a squirter. You can't teach that kind of thing. You've either got it or you don't, sister. Now for the scientific explanation.
Well, this is actually one of my favourite subjects to research because there's a lack of research on this subject. There's so much where they say this is what we think is happening, but we're not really quite sure. So I actually believe that everybody has the capability to squirt, and that is actually backed up. So some people expel that fluid. There's another theory that it can actually go back internally as well. So there is this mechanism whereby things start to swell up when they're stimulated, so there's blood rushing to the surface, just like men, and some women feel that pressure that they need to expel that. So it comes from something called the paraurethral ducts, which is a little spongy area around the urethra. So you can imagine that that's just next door to where you pee from. So it can often feel like this sensation like someone needs to urinate, which is actually why some people either stop having sex or they inhibit that sensation. So that's what you have to think of, is that are you actually stopping yourself from ejaculating?
I spoke to one of my porn star friends once upon a time, and she said that the squirting pornos online are rife with fakes. They're just little urination sessions.
Yes. Or they actually pump fluid in and then kind of push it out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that comes down to logistics, though. If you were running a porn company, you would want things just to run on time and not have to wait for somebody to ejaculate.
What a great question, Digital Trin. Is it one of those questions that you've been curious because you think it looks cool, or guys have asked you about that, or where did that stem from?
I've actually been told by someone that when you do squirt, you have better and longer orgasms.
The quest for the longer, bigger O. Aren't we all after that?
Well, I think it can, but it also depends on what your other orgasms are like. You know, some people find that a squirting orgasm is more intense, other people think that it's not, but I don't think that that should be the intent to explore it necessarily. It should be, let's see if I'm able to do this, or let's see if I can stimulate myself enough, push down a little bit with the safety of potentially like a rug or a towel underneath, and see if I'm able to actually expel that fluid.
Yeah. Personally, I always find it's more enjoyable for me if I do squirt. But I know that there are some subtle differences between females and men, so I can't speak on behalf of everyone. 131060, thank you, Digital Trin. I will answer some more questions with Dr. Nikki Goldstein next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie. Let's talk
about sex with Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
Brought to you by drnickyshop.com.au. 10% off all purchases when you type Danny at the checkout.
Talking about sex, check. Getting to the bottom of urethral fluid chats. Check. Next question with Dr. Nikki. Check. We've got a couple of calls coming through, Dr. Nikki, for the last Ask Dr. Nikki of the year. The last hump day of the year before we all go on holidays and have a well-deserved rest. Beck has called through. You're 24 from New South Wales. Enchanté, Rebecca.
Hi.
What's your question to Dr. Nikki?
I was just wondering your thoughts on jinxing a relationship.
Oh.
I mean, I feel like whenever I tell someone about it, I just get too excited too soon, and then it's really awkward to be like, oh, yeah, cool, that didn't actually work out after I told you how much I was really into him. So, I don't know, do you talk about it? Is it too soon?
Is that a common girl thing? A girl's... is this a Beck thing, Dr. Nikki, or is that a female thing, afraid of jinxing a relationship? What, poppycock?
I think that we love to talk about, you know, exciting things in our life, and a relationship is definitely one of those things. I think the issue with this is the shame around it not working out. You know, when you are feeling like you're jinxing it by talking too soon, what you're really worried about is how somebody is going to perceive you when you say to them, oh, when they ask, how was that relationship going that you were so excited about? And you go, oh, actually, he ended up to be a complete douchebag. Oh, it's all over. So there's not necessarily, or there shouldn't be any shame in that. Relationships start and end. And it doesn't mean that you're any less of a person because you might have had a very quick relationship or you started dating somebody you thought was amazing. You sold him to your friends as this unbelievable, great guy, and then he turns out to be something different. It shouldn't mean that there's anything less to you. So why are we shameful to say to people, it just didn't work out? If that's the case, then why not tell people when you go on a great first date or when you start a person?
I'll catch you up there, Dr. Nikki, because you sound like you're coming through some sort of traffic cone walkie-talkie system. But I think what we understand here is that, yes, it's all about how you feel on the inside. And it sounds like maybe every now and then you fall very hard and fall very fast. The great thing about this is that you can just make up, like, excuses as to why it didn't work out, such as he had estrogen storms and his man boobs grew overnight, or he suffers from gout, so you had to end it, rather than the real reason, he just wasn't that into me.
Yeah, that does suck.
Yeah. That's the real world, but that's the relationship world, and that's the world that Dr. Nikki thrives in. Thank you so much for all your services this year, Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
Thank you for having me, but I'm a bit worried about what's going to happen to you over the holidays.
What are you talking about? I'll be a well-behaved boy.
I look forward to hearing all the stories next year.
Yeah, no, it'll be a bit of fun. All right, thanks, Dr. Nikki Goldstein. See you next year.
Play safe.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.